Hello and welcome to episode 23 of the Vice Squad. I'm your host Moonstorm.
I'm Luna Moth.
And I'm Hiro.
Living here in Jersey, fighting villains from afar. You gotta find first gear in your giant robot car.
Yeah, it's just the three of us today. It's Thursday. It's crazy, but oh well. We're back on the roll.
And awesome things are going on later today. Well, yeah, technically tomorrow, but eh.
We're going to catch up on some Sai Moe. Haruhi tied with... I don't even want to try to say her name.
No. The character's name is Eruru.
Eruru.
Well, yeah,
what the
close.
Hell?
Close enough. Anyway... I can't even pronounce the name of the show without tripping on my tongue, so I just call it Underwater Ray Romano.
She is a cat girl, which has probably bumped her up a couple of spots, but they actually tied, and I don't know what that means in Saimoe.
That means, oh my god, holy crap, that's pretty unlikely odds on top of the fact that, man, Haruhi must be really suffering if she's tying with a character like this.
I imagine she would suffer because I still hate her for the Endless Eight. I didn't even finish Endless Eight, and yet
I'm sure that it affected
the rest
her
of the series. I will at some point. I'm just busy as hell, but she's down on my list.
Eruru is sort of a higher tier, but low end of the high tier. So yeah, compare if Haruhi is only tying with her, that's not a good sign. For Haruhi, at least. But I don't really care. Yeah.
And I kind of figured this, but Nagi won against Rena.
Yeah, Rena... Higurashi's not doing so great as of late. I mean, after Rika won, it pretty much was like, okay, well, they won a year, so it's
good. I will say this. Yay, Nagi.
Yeah, I like Nagi.
I don't like Nagi that much.
Aw, Rie Kukimiye. And it, as another Tsundare that is not Luis... Yay! Anyway.
But we're kind of getting close to the big battles now. So
yeah, these are the bigger ones going on now. And
these are the small, big ones. I mean, after the 19th, we get to the 2-on-2 battles, I think.
And then it turns into a bloodbath.
Yeah. So.
This side! That side!
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm really curious. I've only got Hinageek and Kyo and Nagi to some degree. Those are the only three characters I really care for. I think there was another one, but if I forgot, that means I really don't care too much. But
is there some kind of fantasy football thing with this where you like fill out a roster, like, a big pot of money?
The most Moe team ever? I don't think there is, but I really wish that there was a sort of fantasy.
Well, next year, that's what we're doing. Fill out your rosters.
For Simon, it'd be kind of weird, but...
Well, you could do it. They do give us the list, and then from there you get your predictions in.
I know it's kind of... yeah, that would be your predictions. That wouldn't really be like a fantasy football team or something. Honestly, though, Facebook had a... application, whatever, there's some social app thing, it's like pick your five, and for one of them it was like pick the five people that you would want to team up with if you wanted to take over the world. Oh jeez, needless to say, there are shit tons of anime characters in their database, but, and you can add your own, but that would have been the true anime fantasy.
Alright, all I need is Helsing, Alta, and Ceres.
You can't get Helsing. He won't follow orders. He'll just kill everybody. Then you're left with a pint of no people on it.
That's the reason why my top choice was Trace Cucinato, because he's a magnificent bastard with such charisma. He can get any nutcase to follow him. And he's not... And although the only reason why I didn't pick Char is because I didn't want him to blow up the planet instead.
All right, well, let's move on.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Godlim.
And Zach Benz. Yeah, Zach was in there as well. Look at the picture.
Oh,
you know, the music guy.
Yay.
And basically, a lot of the guys that work for Otaku USA, in addition to a few others. I don't know who Aaron Finnegan or Darius Washington is. I know Darius Washington is some sort of athlete. Who was he? He was like, was he baseball or basketball?
No idea.
In any case, favorite foods. Mine would. What's your guy's favorite food?
Oh,
Japanese food.
Water. I can still say watermelon.
Okay.
I'll eat watermelon regardless of where I'm at.
Yeah, mine would probably be probably una bento. Box lunch with eel on top.
I don't know if this is a Japanese thing or a Chinese thing, but I'm sure they both have them. The egg rolls or spring rolls.
Oh, yeah, they have some sort
of... I love spring rolls.
Those things are addictive.
Delicious. All right. But I really want to try those cheese and octopus things, those little balls.
You lost me.
All right. It's just – I know in Osaka it's a popular dish where it's made of octopus and just melted cheese. And it's just like a little ball. It's like bite-sized.
It sounds good, I guess.
Yeah.
I never tried octopus, so I don't know. I hope it's good.
All I know is eel is incredibly delicious, but yeah.
Squid is delicious, Brett, so I imagine octopus can't taste much different.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, so congratulations. That's all we got. How about our next topic, Halo Legends?
Yes, Halo Legends on Spike TV. That seems like they're getting it out pretty fast. I don't remember what they originally said the release date was, but... The fact that they've already got one episode down?
Well, it's all done by different studios, right?
Yeah, but still, that's... I mean, that's like... That was, what, 2 months ago, tops, that they announced that they were going to do it? And it's already out?
Well, I don't think they announced that they were going to do it. I think they just made it public then. So they've probably been working on it for the last... Who knows? How long?
And making it public are the same thing, but anyway.
Not really. You can be working on something and not tell anybody. They could have been working on this thing for a while.
Yeah, I know. And making public and announcing are the same thing. That's all I said. But anyway.
Yeah.
What else has Studio 4C, 4 degrees Celsius, has made? Or is it just 4C?
4C. Just 4C. Call them 4C.
I don't know. There's a degree sign there.
They've done... Do you remember that film that came out? Tekkonkrete? I don't remember how the hell I pronounced it. It's weird. But whatever that one movie was with the really, really unique art style, they do a lot of very, very artsy stuff.
And they decided to do Halo? That doesn't sound too artsy on me.
They do... Let's see.
Weren't they also responsible for the Matrix, Animatrix?
They worked on the Animatrix part of it. They also did Spriggan and Steamboy.
Mind Games.
Oh, hey, the website is pretty awesome.
Yeah, Studio 4C does a lot of quality stuff, usually. Anyway, all I know is this particular episode that they're airing tonight, which I am definitely going to be watching, is about Spartans working with ODSTs for, orbital drop shock troopers. Hopefully you people know that by now, if anyone has been even noticing at all, thanks to Giant Bomb and whatnot talking about it all the time, but yeah.
Wow, they did the Beyond part on the Animatrix, that way that girl goes to that like junkyard and it's all like freaky and glitchy.
And it's all like Dinocoil? Yeah.
And let's see what else they Detroit Metal City.
Oh, they did DMC? Okay. Yeah. I didn't notice.
So
yeah, they do cool stuff that's all over the place.
Alright, so that should be hopefully
pretty awesome.
All right, we'll see how it goes. We'll watch it tonight. Sweet.
Anime Week in Atlanta has a few guests that have to drop off, unfortunately. Yasuhiro Imagawa, who worked on G Gundam, I believe, was the main thing. Yeah, he directed G Gundam, and he worked on Zeta Gundam, and he also worked on... Oh, he was the original creator of Giant Robo? Oh, the OVA? Huh.
There you go.
But yeah. Yeah.
Did they give any reason?
He's not going there. They didn't give an official reason. They haven't announced any particular reasons why.
That's the lines of blue.
I don't think it's so much to do with that. I honestly think it's probably just a situation of, you know, that funds are getting kind of scarce. Travel expenses are high.
Which is probably more of it, but...
That's probably the real reason.
I can remember back while the people were canceling just because of swine flu.
Sort of. I mean, I didn't hear much about that, but...
Yeah. It was just kind of like a silly thing, but I mean,
I think was a cover for them going, oh, we don't have enough money to do this.
I honestly probably more of the reason, but... All right. Well, that's sad.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Moving on to cosplay.
Cosplay.
And that guy, Konami, you are one badass, but why do you have a girl's name?
That is true.
At least I think it's a... I don't know, it might be one of those gender-neutral names in Japanese, you know, like
Let's
Alex.
Let me say this, at least. Of the millions of Clouds that have been cosplayed before...
He just kicked all their asses.
Exactly.
All of them combined.
I don't know if it's just the outfit just weirdly done or that badass motherfucker of a sword.
Well, the thing is, unlike most of the Clouds, it looks like he's got the muscle to pull it off because he's actually got some bicep there.
I was actually going to make a comment on that in the original comments, but I didn't want to sound kind of queer.
he's got the muscles.
Although, when he's picking up something that weighs as much as I'm assuming that weighs, I wouldn't be too surprised. What the heck is that made of? I mean, I've done all sorts of cosplay and worked on all sorts of projects before, and I can't tell. That's definitely not cardboard.
No,
I would assume that he wouldn't make it out of real sheet steel.
It could be plated, and therefore it would look like metal, but it'd still just be really light steel.
Or you could do it out of aluminum, and it would be much, much lighter. Yeah, it would still be strong enough to be look metal, and all you would just have to do is kind of stain it and temper it.
I don't know, but dude, I want to buy that sword.
Gonna cost you an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
Or, in this case, an arm sleeve.
Yeah. He's got, the poses nailed perfectly in all the preview pictures, though. I mean, jeez. And I love the fact that, for example, if you look on the last one, he's got intentional, cuts on the leather to make it look like he's actually been through somewhere before.
Oh, I was gonna mention the little earrings.
Yeah. I just... come
well,
on.
Well, the thing about it, he had to make those, or at least buy them from somebody who actually makes them.
Yeah.
But the cuts do make it look better.
I guess, but he does. I agree with the comment with the original post, though, talking about how he makes it actually look pretty natural, as opposed to looking like blatant cosplay. But yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cosplay is awesome. Moving on.
Awesome cosplay.
You win,
awesome.
Sir. You win. Nobody can cosplay Cloud anymore. Go try something else.
Seriously. And and while we're on that note, no one can cosplay Naruto anymore. Please.
Or if you're going to cosplay Naruto, at least do it all out. If I see just a headband, I will punch you in the face.
I don't think that's actually too bad, because at least they know that they're not blatantly cosplaying, and it's not like the same three characters over and over, but in any case...
Yeah, you got a point there.
I mean, right. I'm kind of bummed at the ridiculous, at how... It's not the popularity, it's just I'm kind of tired of all the Gurren Lagann cosplayers, because there's so many people that do it, and to be honest... That's probably one of the most difficult cosplays to pull off, because in order to do it well, you really do have to, go out and do a few bench presses.
Yeah, especially if you're going to do Kamina. I mean, Simon, you can get away with it, being scrawny.
Sort of. But even still, for him, you got to at least do... I mean, you're not going to do time skip Simon. Shimon, whatever the hell. But in any case...
All right. So, let's move on, though, to...
Ghostbusters?
How you play your Pokemon. This guy has... I don't know. Who is he?
He was one of the original Ghostbusters. Did you never see Ghostbusters?
I saw... Oh, now I recognize him. All right. He plays Pokemon.
This is an old video.
This is an ancient video.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where the hell they pulled this from. This is totally random. Well, at least this is an old recording. Yeah. It may have just been recently put on the internet, but... What? Anyway.
All he says is you gotta buy the decks, the little
You gotta buy the
decks.
Booster packs, and then you gotta pick the cards that only the cards that'll work for your deck style, the way you know you wanna do your tactics.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my god, duh.
We all gotta say, because this involves the next post too of thousands of Pokemon pictures. If back in the day, you can't say you didn't like Pokemon because you're in line if you do.
Oh, no, no. But I'm kind of surprised that he liked Pokemon at that age.
Well, he's probably just advertising it more likely, but I don't know.
It looks like he's a bit more genuine, but in any case.
Yeah. Everybody played it back in the day.
Everyone around our age, at least.
Yeah.
Let's see, I played both the card game and the Game Boy games.
Yeah.
Game Boy Color games.
And I'm kind of a... I still, like, in my attic, I still have the book of cards that we, like, all collected. It just kind of just sit there now.
Yeah, I don't even...
Well, it's not even in my attic anymore. It's in my parents' attic in that box of, like, childhood toys. So, but when I played the... I haven't kept up with Pokemon, like, I guess most of us. Hasn't kept up with
Has
it.
Has anyone?
I don't know.
Some crazy
have.
Which is the reason why the next article, Moemon, combining Moe with Pokemon makes almost no sense, with the exception of the original 150 for most of us. Or maybe 250 to some degree. Or however many there were.
I don't even know most of these anymore.
I don't know, like, except for the original 150s.
So,
yeah. See?
Yeah.
My favorite Pokemon, though, were, of course, part of the originally 150, though, but they were the weakest-ass Pokemon you could get, which it was Butterfree, or the Butterfly one, and then Eevee, that little fox one.
Oh.
That's all I pretty much liked.
Yeah, that Gyarados lady is really freaky. Yeah, why would you try to make a Gyarados into a female, and then... that is not Moe. That is not Moe.
Well, what's crazy now is that there's both, like... I guess when we were kids, they were just didn't think of it, but now they got male versions and female versions of Pokemon. I mean, so not only you got 150 what on Pokemon, or how many of they have now, you got twice that many.
Well, sort of, but...
Yeah.
In any case, the Porygon is quite amusing.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, moving on. While we're sort of on the topic of video games, Atlus recently it hasn't released it yet. It's coming out in November. Kenka Bancho, Badass Rumble, which the game that they had the vote for the title of... competition thing not too long ago.
Yeah. Whole... Good luck beating this. Atlus has that history of having games that are hard to beat, or long to beat.
I don't care. This game looks absolutely hilarious. This video is brilliant. Use your laser eyes!
I'm gonna stare you down.
And the little talking mechanic. I'm doing this for the sake of... And then you choose, like, from the next four options. And you're like, your mom! gosh.
They all got that hairstyle that's this weird fro that points forward.
They have a name for that.
I have no idea.
I totally forgot it, but in any case.
It's supposed to be the bad boy look. I know that.
Yeah.
Which, but that only works in Japan. Don't bring that over here. You'll get your ass
kicked. You'll look like a friggin' idiot, but anyway.
Oh, there's a man in a banana suit beating up somebody else.
Oh, you're watching the video right now?
Yeah.
Why not? Why not watch it again? It's hilarious. So.
Ay, ay, ay. All I know is I'm definitely going to be picking that up since it's coming out for PSP on November 10th. Yes.
All right.
Moving on.
Yay.
There's talk of, or rumor of, let's see. Talk of Studio Ghibli. No, excuse me. There was a interview with the studio behind Little Big Planet on G4 TV of who they wish they could work with if they could, and Studio Ghibli was one of the people on that list. And just the thought of Totoro, a Little Big Planet, he would be right at home.
Yeah.
He would be right at home. Silly little happy raccoon thing.
Just, in fact, just throw all of Miyazaki's stuff in there. It'll
not
work.
All of it. Oh, my God. It would be so weird and freaky and messed up if you put Princess... Princess Mononoke. Well, that too. But
Nausicaa?
Spirit Away. My word.
Oh, dear God. Just imagine that big, giant black blob thing. Be like, oh, my God.
How do you spank a giant... Run. Really big ladder. I don't know. Maybe. How do you spank a giant...
Giant baby.
How do you spank a giant baby? But yeah, that'd be quite amusing.
Yeah.
Now I need to watch that again. That, AMD hell.
AMD
all
hell.
I'm just gonna go through it. Every once in a while, you just gotta go through it.
That song is originally from, Zay Frank. It's a guy who used to run a weblog, and, if you ever heard the song, I'm Gonna Kick Somebody's Ass, he had a thing for people making remixes to it, and it was quite amusing.
I remember hearing that.
Well, anyways, yeah, that was totally random. Back on topic.
But Ponyo would work, too, pretty good, I think. You could cut him out,
now that
right?
They've introduced water, it didn't originally have water in the game.
I thought they did have water mechanics.
Nope.
And
they didn't have water itself in the game originally.
Huh.
They recently added it.
Oh,
or
hey.
Are going to be adding it? I don't remember. I don't have the game for myself yet, unfortunately, but I have played it and I own a PS3 and I plan to buy it eventually.
I don't have a PlayStation 3, so if they do, it's going to be a long time for me.
No, yeah. It's not. We'll get one soon. We just need to work some things out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rob a
Moving
bank,
on. Maybe. I'm really liking these quizzes they have on the site.
Yeah, I wish I'd make more of these.
I wish you could make your own.
Oh, you can't? I was hoping there was a way.
I'm hoping that they can. They're talking about eventually adding that as a feature, but I guess it's still in the beta, or they just don't want it to explode with really shitty ones right off the bat, or I don't know.
I kind of wish, though, that I went through this this quiz, the latest quizzes, so you want to get lucky with an anime chick, and you pretty much answer the questions, and you come up with who best suits you and suits you. I wish there were more variables still, because I don't know, maybe
I was really confused by his questions in it. I mean, some of them were very like, huh? And to be honest, Len, I never watched Sailor Moon, so I have no clue which character is who. And
Me neither. I had to ask my brother, hey, which one is the most powerful?
I just went with Mars because apparently, according to the wiki, she's the smart one, or so. I don't remember.
No, it's
the description
not.
Was okay. I don't have a clue.
She's a tough, like, fire chick. That's really.
I went for the tomboyish one, whichever one that one was. Or the one that sounded the most tomboyish, according to the wiki.
1 minute. Let me remember. Uranus?
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, the smart one? Or
hell if I know. I went through it the same time. I had to take the quiz multiple times.
We don't have time to talk about Sailor Moon. Let's move on.
But yeah, all I know is I... What are you talking about, Len? I did not tweak my results. No, I didn't do that. I got Rin.
No.
He was the top result.
Sure. Nobody got. Let's see. I'm trying to.
No, check the page. Seriously, check the comments. My results.
Okay.
So. I don't understand how the hell I got Haman Karn as.
Although honestly, I did get the major.
The major?
Major.
Oh yeah. But seriously though, if you're wondering what the joke is, scroll down to my results on the comments.
All right. And, one of my favorite lines is your date's coming to close. What do you say next? I swore I laughed for about 2 minutes when I said, let's make like fabric snuffer and snuggle. That is the funniest shit I read. I laughed for like 2 minutes.
Some of the options were quite amusing. But
not so funny the second time around or third, but when I first read that, I had to choose it.
I mean, the thing is, though, it doesn't have enough normal options for those of us who aren't going to be, like, just going totally crazy hyper with some of these questions, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, the one where a guy comes over your table, he's all pissed off. I mean, where's the sort of in-between having your soldiers come in and blow his face off, you blowing his face off? And
or hacking his cell phone, making it explode in his pocket, and taking out his Johnson.
Where did the battle programmer Shirase joke come in from? But anyway, yeah. According to the quiz, though, I'm 73% compatible with Haman Karn, and that makes me kind of scary or scared. Shitsu's amusing, and yeah. Anyway.
Awesome. But you can see everybody's results or the ones that at least posted them. I don't think, Brett, you did it. I
forget. Well, you got rid of it before. I guess I could do
it again and post it.
It's already been too late.
Did you see mine?
I'm trying to look for yours. There's a couple of them to scroll through. You're probably on the first page. I should look there.
Yeah, I'm on the first page.
A lot of people got CC.
Seriously, Shitsu? Well, I have no clue who the heck Yoko Nakajima. Sorry, I'm slowly thinking about it because I'm distracted by TV at the same time.
Did you get Rin?
Yeah, I got Rin. I broke
it. There you go.
Ha, Rin.
Yeah, well, right-click on image source. If you notice, whenever you get your copy-paste this into the HTML. Come on, you gotta know HTML.
I know HTML. It's
not hard to tweak.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah. I got Rin, I don't care what anyone says. But yeah, moving on. I love the quizzes, but
we need more.
We need to make more once that comes online. I'm gonna definitely make a quiz that's about, like, recommending first Gundam shows to people who haven't seen any Gundam that are kind of curious.
Oh, that would be awesome. What Gundam show should you start with?
Yeah, sort of like that.
Sweet. Alright, let's move on to one of my favorite segments. Boys, yay!
Cyber, just one quick note. I think Cyber said it best on the IRC channel. He said, oh, well, that's an easy quiz. Or what? Maybe it was Sig. Oh, well, simply, you just basically have a bunch of options where if they answer it stupidly, you just recommend them Gundam Seed, and for everything else, you say Gundam Wing. But yeah, moving on. Bible Black figures. I didn't even know they made... Well, I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
No, I knew they made Bible Black figures. In fact, I knew everything gets made into a figure, but...
Well, to be honest, I knew that they made them, it's just I didn't know that they were, like, decent. But anyway...
This one's hardly decent. This one's semi-decent if you are, you know, liberal.
Extremely free-spirited.
And you're very open-minded. But, I mean, Bible Black's a hentai, so...
Well, being
a like, if you're watching it in the first place, you're going to like this. So, but...
Lots of bondage-like poses, but, yeah. Anyway...
But there's that. It's actually okay done.
Painted yeah, it's a detailed figure. It's no chance in hell of me ever wasting any money on it, but whatever.
I always want to look up how much they cost.
It's probably pricey.
How much is this one? Have you found it yet?
My guess is going to be $100.
Well, 11,000 yen.
Yeah, that's about $110.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's one price is big.
Yep. And then there's...
But it is 270 by 260 in millimeters. Ooh. So it is pretty large.
Is it 1/8 or 1/7 or 1/6 scale?
1/6.
Whoa, okay, it's a bigger one. Okay, that's why. Okay, well, moving on. From fan service to other fan service, Queen's Blade.
Yay, and I've never seen Queen's Blade, but that is one awesome axe.
It's a cool figure, I guess. I think the cast-off is kind of unnecessary in this case, but whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, this is Queen's Blade we're talking about. And everyone knows that dwarves are badass because, well, they have motorcycles.
Oh, she's a dwarf?
Well, is she? Yeah, they're talking about the reason why she uses own axes is because she's determined to prove that dwarf weapons are cool. And anyone who plays World of Warcraft knows that you dwarves are badass because you can make motorcycles and everyone else is stuck on stupid horses.
Aha.
You can be Date Masamune of World of Warcraft.
And this one is a 1/7 scale PVC and costs 7,000... well, it's on... Okay, here's the USD value. $83, and right now it's on sale for $79, so...
Figures are getting kind of expensive lately.
Yeah, I think it might be some of the market change.
It is the market.
Yeah.
Well,
the thing is,
this.
Every time they got to update it because the dollar value changes and...
Well, that's not so much of it, but also, generally, the cost of making them has gone up considerably lately.
Yeah.
In addition to importing, so... I mean, some of these same figures would cost less on the yen side, let alone converted to U.S. dollars.
Well, I will say, those are awesome boots. If you notice, her boots have, like, spikes sticking out of them. Like the front, like you just kick forward and like
they look like they belong on a mobile suit of some sort, almost. Like you're about
I
to.
I mean,
like,
you could just like walk around and just kick people with those and like inflict heavy damage.
Sure. So. And the last figures for this week are K-On! Summertime fun beach figures,
which is kind of simplistic, but. K-On's riding its high wave right now.
K-On's
so.
About music. Why the hell were they in bathing suits like every other damn figure?
Because remember characters? In the show they had two beach.
I weapons. Know, but I mean, I don't know.
They're riding their high wave right now. Don't.
Yeah, it's. I guess you can't really complain considering there's probably like 18 different figures of Asuka and Rey in bathing suits. But let's not go there.
Yep, and these ones are only $41 USD, yeah, but they're only 1/10 scales also.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and then moving on, we have Battle Angel Alita might possibly be in production, maybe, sort of, kind of, not can't say because non-disclosure agreement or something.
Yeah, somebody's... Saying from the inside, which does that blog hop thing.
Oh.
It's
possibly in production. It doesn't mean we'll necessarily ever see it.
Okay, what... I have all the manga. Can't talk. Alright, and I loved it. I love it. I just have to say that. I mean, it's one of my like favorite series and got me started on this road, but...
Ah.
I mean, what the guy said on the trailer didn't make me feel too comfortable, but I mean, I'm just waiting to see it myself because all I just wanted to do is it look good and the characters to look like the actual characters, and that's about it. Well, maybe storyline. I don't know. I don't have any feelings. I'm so freaked out by this. I don't know if I should feel happy or be in total despair. So that's where I'm at.
I'm just wanting to know which, if they're going to go with a certain arc, and if they are, which one. Or if they just going to write a whole new script for the thing.
I hope they go with one of the arcs, because I would hate to see what happens if they did their own arc. Ugh. Unless the writer was involved with that, that makes me feel very shaky.
And if any arc, there's some of the newer ones for Last Order that are good, but I think they should just go with... Just skip the first part and go straight to the Motorball arc.
That would be kind of an awesome mark. That could be made an awesome mark. People would be confused what's going on and who's this out there.
But the thing is, she abandoned who she was before, and yes, they get into it, but if you just do the motorball arc, you can get some good stuff there. And then flash back to the earlier stuff, and that way the first stuff doesn't have to be a movie. It just can be a couple scenes of flashback.
There you go.
And yeah. I don't know much about Battle Angel Alita. I mean, I know of it. I've seen a little bit of it, but I never read the manga, so I probably am not the best person to talk to.
I'll say this. That
it's good?
Manga, it has some long-ass words in it. I mean, long enough words, you don't... It's not like, oh, wow, that's a long word. Like, wow, that's a really scientific word there.
Luckily, every one of those words, they do a
waveform
little...
waveform dynamics.
Asterisk, yeah. And put it down on the bottom of the page going, this is...
Nothing anyone that is in college probably can't handle, but anyway.
So.
Yeah.
I just love it.
And now, on to our last bit. Comic artists versus manga artists.
And this was posted...
American versus Japanese, basically.
Yeah. This was originally posted by Comic Vine by the user FoxFireArt. And they brought it over here because, you know, it's part of it.
Yeah.
It was a good read.
Yeah, I think it's pretty interesting, the points he raises. It's... Well, I really don't have much to say on it because he sort of, it's very factual following for the most part. Just analyzes for the different workloads, what they each different thing has to do. For example, the Japanese, though, in their situation, the manga artist is responsible for basically everything, with the exception of having assistants to help them slightly on certain parts. They're responsible for the story, for the drawing, and whatnot else. And comic books in the U.S., however, you can have guys that are in charge of multiple different series at the same time that aren't necessarily doing the drawing, but they have to actually come up with stories for all of them.
And some of the best stories have the one guy who does the art and one guy who does the story. Like, Death Note did that. The guy who knew story did story, and then he found an artist.
Yeah, and it's the same team that are doing Bakuman right now, which is about two manga artists, or rather a manga artist and a story writer. What do you know? You can learn all sorts of stuff from that series.
Yeah. But also, I know Gia brought this up in her podcast, but where America, usually a company owns the franchise, and then like different people can do it, where
yeah,
manga, where
one guy owns it.
Yeah, it belongs to someone. Like,
well, the company.
Or a group.
But
I mean,
quite,
well, still.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. Like, Death Note would have not been, like, dished out. Like, they wouldn't have dropped those two people and went to find someone else to do it. But, and Superman.
They do that with anime, though.
Well, I'm sure that gets done to miniseries that we might be unaware of, but.
It's happened in Gurren Lagann. I mean, compare episode 4 to some of the other... Well, that was a director shift, but it's still basically the same thing that you're talking about. It gets switched out hands of who's working on it. That doesn't happen so much with manga, but anyway.
But I'm always in the case... At first, when I first started reading manga, I'm like, why don't they just call these comics? They're the same thing. Which, I got lots of arguments and counter-arguments there, but...
In Japan, manga is a general term. It's like the way we use the word comic, pretty much.
Don't they even...
They call American ones manga as well, so...
That's what I was saying. They call ours manga, too. So, you know, why do we make this shift here?
Well,
it's just because the fact that it's a big style change-ish, sort of.
And if you want a category...
A lot of anime nerds are very...
We have a term that categorize them all under one thing, and that's graphic novel.
Sort of, but it's not quite the same.
Well, go to Borders. When I go to my Borders...
I agree, but they still...
Comic and manga, as American knows them, are both under a section labeled, or used to be labeled, graphic novels. I kind of like that.
My Borders, by the way, they are different sections, but anyway.
Well, now I go there, now there's, you know, they have manga now, because
part of it
finally made the sign for it, but
I'm part of the big thing on this.
I don't see a difference. I mean, yes, it comes from Japan, and it's kind of useful to have the word to automatically know.
Okay, there is a difference. First off, the way our cultures accept them.
All right, we're not talking about culture difference. We're talking about
the reason why they're called images
associated with words and lines. They're both the same thing.
Well, hell, and that categorizes that you can include light novels as well, and that's a big shift. But the point is, ultimately, the reason this article is talking about who does it better. Now, ultimately, the only reason why we call them different things is because of the fact that the way we look at it, you sort of have to look at where it's coming from. The fact that it's not coming from the U.S. plays a bigger role. I mean, yes, they're sort of foreign paranoid over there as well, but it's a bit more acceptable to have foreign influence culture stuff. I mean, heck, look at pretty much their whole society right now. But in any case.
All right, and my take here is, it's not that it's all about personal opinion, what you like better, but one reason the word manga was picked up is partly for marketing, just straight up. It can be marketed.
We like it when it's something that's different and categorized differently. It gives you an air of elitism. Yeah. So that's the main.
It gave you a chance to not go ahead and compete in the same market as comics if you change its name to something else, which is what they did.
Yeah.
And there's some very good like comics, like The Walking Dead is one I said.
World War Hulk.
Yeah. The Walking Dead is a really well done. It's straight black and white too, and it's just as good as anything else I've read. So
my only personal problem is the fact that they don't seem to end, which is part of the reason. I know that it's not really technically so much a flaw, that's just a personal taste, but
oh yeah, there's a lot of series. Like, how many times did Superman or Captain America die?
I mean, they've got to come up with something new eventually. That's what bugs me.
Well, there was a lot of the 90s new stuff that was.
There's a ton of
very
small stuff, but you don't hear about it. Is the problem?
Oh yeah, comics kind of where comics kind of get shafted is to the artists. Most artists have sold the right to the ownership of their characters. So when the two original creators, when they're like, okay, we're done with Superman, that's it. The business kind of went, okay, we're just going to, you know, throw you two out and just find someone else who's going to do it. And many artists had a...
Part of it is the consumer issue.
It's not 100%. I mean, a lot of comics are out there that don't get recognized and are just as good as big ones or sometimes better. I mean, it's definitely a personal opinion thing, but I don't think just because it comes from one place rather than another makes it better or not.
I really doubt that the problem with American comics, the reason why they're not succeeding, that's actually a very, very, very subjective thing, so I'm not going to say that. But one of the huge differences between American comics marketing-wise with their fan bases and the way they don't seem, at least from my perspective, although I'm not very knowledgeable on it, to be quite as rapidly expansive is because of the fact that with a lot of the repeating series stuff, yes, they made a lot of new series and such that branch off, but it seems like a lot of the consumer base is focused on buying particular series because, like, oh, I grew up with that, and it's still going on. I mean, you could sort of compare that to, say, I don't know, Superman could be compared to, Gundam. It's still coming out with series in its franchise, and it's doing new things in it with it and all. But it's not like Amuro Ray is still piloting his RX-78, or like 178 or something.
And that's where you can kind of see that there's just some series that are just going to get abused to hell, like, Let's go to what we talked about what happens every week. We talk about Eva. Well, I guess we didn't talk about it this week, but almost every week, there's something new with Eva. So, I mean, Evangelion gets, I mean, they're burning that like we burn some of our comics. So,
well, Evangelion is a set and done thing. It's not like they're making new
They're making another movie. What do you mean it's set and done?
Okay, look at the official stuff that's been produced by Gainax, though. Ignoring the video games, because you could do that. You could say the same thing about Star Wars, then.
Video games ultimately don't count. They just get licensed out to somebody.
That's what I'm saying, ignore those. If you compare the actual material, you have a 26-episode show and two movies, and the original base thing. They are remaking it into four movies. Remaking it a series into movies, that especially when you're making a totally different series altogether, well, not totally, but it isn't really quite anywhere near comparing to, say, like Batman, just still having new chapters come out.
You're right. But you guys say neglect the games and movies coming out, but I say take those into effect. I mean, we still have merchandise coming out for
compared to Star Wars.
Well,
you
that's because George Lucas is a crazy mother.
Well, that's why.
Yeah, well, Hidekiano is too.
Whoever
but that's
in charge, regardless if it's the actual owners, the original creators, or the businesses that now have the rights to sell products of this franchise, they're going to keep selling games, toys, movies, next series until they stop making money at it. And there you go.
Yeah.
So, and that's just the world. Get used to it, people. We will see superhero movies coming out until people get tired of superheroes again, which will probably be in 10 years.
Yeah, if it's anything like vampires, it'll be in 10 years.
And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, I mean, manga's kind of going on a hiatus because of, you know, the economy right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if... one day manga totally disappeared, then like 20 years later it came back out again.
Well, part of the flaw with that is talking about manga as if it's a what's the word? Manga's a medium. It is a form. It is not a series or fetish, I guess.
It's not like a hairstyle. It's an actual thing. Well, it will always be made in Japan.
That's
but
like saying newspaper is going out of style.
Well, think about it. We didn't get a lot of manga, and it might trickle down to the slow, you know, the dribble.
It's going to reach carrying capacity, as what it's called. It's not something that necessarily flux and flows like that. Assuming it ever gets to the saturation point where it reaches a point where it's just considered as such, but anyway.
All right, I think we reached about all the arguments we can cover this topic.
No, what are you talking about? There's like a dozen more arguments we can cover.
Oh, please don't. Please don't.
No,
that's in the show,
though. The only worst thing we can do is invite some
comics. There's a sale on Toilet.com. If you want to get figures, go there now because they have a shit ton and they're dirt cheap. There we go.
All right.
End of topics.
Hey. So, great show, everybody. Storm, sign us out.
All right, this was episode 23 of Vice Squad. I was your host, Moonstorm.
I'm Luna Moth.
And I'm Hudo.
Yay. All right. この気持ち知るため生まれてきた After show, but I mean, I don't know.
It's good enough. I can break it up and just, you know,
cut it. We talked too much on that last part. Damn it, if only we had another topic after, we would have moved on and it would have ended a lot more normally.
Yeah, the problem is we had nothing left, so we just had to keep going.
We should have reordered it and had it earlier or something.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, I think that's still the biggest article, because this is, like, a major topic. Comic,
I don't think
manga.
So, but...
I wonder if we could get some Comic Vine people to give us some input.
Good luck.
I mean...
I don't know exactly their opinion on us, but all I know is if it's anything...
Wait, I'm liking an idea. I would like somebody better than me.
It would be cool, I'm just saying. Good luck.
Than I do, because I'm really bad at punctuating. I'm really bad at remembering titles and the authors that came with them and when they switched. But if you got... two people who were really good at knowing their manga, and two people who were really good at their comics, and have them debate comics versus manga on the U.S. ideal side, how would that debate be?
That's not what the thing is actually talking
it's not
about.
I don't want a debate. I just want some input from them.
Yeah. It's not
a debate.
It's just comparing them. That's all it is.
Yeah, we're not saying one's better than the other. We're just saying there's these two markets. Here's what's different about them.
The only reason why it was even. Whoa! What was that? Oh. Yeah, careful with it. Get the mic out your nose. But anyway.
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
In any case, but yeah, the article isn't talking about which is really one is better than the other. The title is very misleading, intentionally to attract attention. So people make stupid comments.
Yeah.
But all it's really focusing about, the article is just talking about how. They're different and comparing them and making a lot of just statements, not so much subjective opinion. It's objective fact.
Which is, I think, is the why this is more of a good article. Because if it was very subjective, then, you know, but it's very
fact. It'd be Senkaku complex, but anyway.
Yeah.
The point is, you can love both.